Well, the attacks in Spain are a huge subject on social media with the hashtags Barcelona and Barcelona terror attack and the hashtag No Tengo Miedo, or I am not afraid, a chant Spaniards broke into after a moment of silence earlier today. On Friday, we look at the news through social media. Let's do that now with Femi OK, host of the stream on Al Jazeera English in D.C. Hi, Femi.
Hello there.
And I should get that right. It's No Tengo Miedo. I am not afraid.
I am not afraid.
It was so chilling when they broke into that.
One of the chants, another one of the chants, we are not afraid, we will not forget. And after a minute of silence that was observed earlier on today, the crowd broke into applause. Now, the Ramblas is a really famous stretch of Barcelona. Mm. It's paved, it's a beautiful area. You hang out to watch people, they watch you, enjoy the sunshine. Thousands of people were there today. There's a monument right at the top of La Ramblas, and people were taking pictures and leaving candles and leaving flowers. And the mood was defiant. People would break into chants. They would break into applause. I know this because I'm seeing all of this, not on TV, not on websites, but actually on Twitter, online. People are posting their posts from La Ramblas, from Barcelona. So you really get a sense of what they're seeing through their phone cameras.
What else are you seeing on social media about the terror attacks? We're thinking of President Trump has been tweeting today.
There was, and this is a conversation that's been going on for quite a long time about where the US president is in terms of terrorism and terrorist attacks, and where he is domestically and then where he is internationally. And there was several comments and lots of commentary talking about how quick he was to condemn what happened in Barcelona and how slow he was to talk about what happened last weekend in Charlottesville.
Well, one tweet from the president today: radical Islamic terrorism must be stopped by whatever means necessary. The courts must give us back our protective rights. Have to be tough. And he's talking there, and that there was a series of tweets about his travel ban and how he believes that Democrats are being obstructionist and making this country safe in light of attack overseas. The other huge story of the week on social media, the president played a part in that as well. The violence in Charlottesville, Virginia, President Trump's press conference, when he said there was blame on both sides and tweeted that it was sad to see the beautiful statues ripped apart. Now, polls show that Americans do approve, over 50% approve of keeping the Confederate-era statues. I shouldn't say Confederate era because they were put up much, you know, past that era. But we don't do civil rights by polling here. And here is the president, you know, talking about how it's they're beautiful statues being ripped apart. What's been the response online?
Well, I'm looking at the president's Twitter base. So 32,000 people retweeted that sentiment and 122,000 people liked it. And then underneath that was a conversation really about should we keep these statues, these memories, these monuments, should we put them away in the United States? But I have to say that that was a conversation that was being run back and forth online using memes. And this is a beautiful statue. No, this is a beautiful statue. This is a ridiculous statue. Then people sharing their local statues, their Confederate statues, those memories from around the various cities. But I am sitting here on Twitter, not because I'm not paying attention to here and now, but also because I'm looking to see what the latest controversy might be coming from the president's office. And I'm looking, and I just want you to look at hashtag Steve Bannon.
Yes.
We'll wait to the news.
No,
the
well,
top
we
of
actually
the
can
hour.
Say, we can actually say that, according to multiple sources, Steve Bannon is trending because Steve Bannon is fired.
Trending.
He is out at the
hashtag
White House.
Fire Bannon. Hashtag that has been achieved. So that's happening literally as we're talking. So I know this controversy about the beautiful statues, the Confederate statues, that is going to be by the by for now. And the next 24 hours, I'm sure, is all going to be about Steve Bannon and what he may or may not do now that he is out of the White House.
Several sources saying this is his last day there. We want to know, too, that several tech companies are taking action against white supremacists. Discord, the chat app for video game players, announced it's dropping its altright.com server. So we'll follow that as well. Femi OK, host of the stream on Al Jazeera English, who's seeing the news happening right in front
as
of her.
As it happens,
on
tweeting
social media.
In front of me.
Femi, thank you.
Take care.
And of course, NPR will be reporting all day on the firing, according to multiple sources, of Steve Bannon, President Trump's chief strategist.